Hello, I'm Cho Ying. Welcome back. This is episode 4. And this one here is really sharing something incredible, validations. And for able to share with you, hopefully I can help others to understand how powerful meditation can be and how important it is that anyone should be doing meditations. Of course, I'm speaking from a biased standpoint, and but something that I want to share recently is that even though a lot of times in the thought process and the mind and while living in the experience, we looking when we seeking and finding, for example, we're looking for scientists or scientific evidence to be able how powerful can our mind be, and what does it mean for us in the science world, and to be able to say, read something, understand it, conceptualize it, but also be able to integrate, and does it really work for us? So, in my experiences, for a lot of years, if you have heard my stories or listened to, some of my talks and with others and holding space and meditation, teaching, guiding meditations, is that it is all about our internal thought process. The accumulations of thought process is what really creates the reality. If we go back to the very fundamental, whether we see it as spirituality or we see it as a way of scientific proof that a thought is energy, and this energy coming from the thought, from the mind, and how we think creates our reality. But in psychology, there's also a saying of there is a conscious and a subconscious. I'm speaking in term to break it down in a level of my own understanding, and also for allow you to see if it resonate with you. You might have a complete definitions, but actually, someone like myself who prefer to have a direct experience in life and to be able to can it integrate for me to change my reality. If that's not the reality that I want. So it's still going back to the same thing I've been trying to say, that meditation is powerful because I able to validate an experience, breaking the programming. And to simplify, that is the subconscious mind. So many years working to understand my reality that there is this inner voice or subconscious voice would come in, have this very negative self-talk, have this very self-sabotaging talk in the subconscious. But as years of healing through meditations and many other modalities, not just meditations, healings, whatever words may be resonating with you, that it have lead to ability of waking up in the morning instead of a negative self-chat, a self-talk, into a very peaceful wake up. Peaceful is observing and able to listen to my subconscious that goes into self-love, self-healing. And this is maybe at the time was something is going on. How can meditations, how can spirituality or practice, how can integrate? What exactly am I integrating? Trying to pieces all of this puzzle, what things are people are doing out there, what spiritual teacher talks, and speaking from their experience and perspective, and also coming from scientists or science have place and able to say, this is how the mind works, this is how the brain works. But for a lot of us, we very intelligent to understand, but it doesn't really do us any good if we're not able to experience the power and ability to actually break free from those patterns. So a lot of years led up to knowing, coming from laying off, from being laid off from jobs, communicating with bosses to authorities and getting fires. And all of these are just part of an experience. In my experience, I was able to observe when in the situation, when in the moment confronting fear arise, and when fear arise, it goes into a chaos. Then the mind goes into this inability to have this clarity to say, I need to do this. What do I need to do? I'm lost. So I'm speaking in a very simple, without overly describing what really fear looks like in the mind. Fear can be so many different things for each one of us. It can be a very self-negative hate talk towards ourselves or maybe towards others. But in the reason, what is it? Today is Saturday. So it was yesterday I received news that I actually getting laid off by the company I was working full-time while I'm also providing healing and teachings here at my space and studio. So it's part of my integration work, integrating society and corporate world, also to be able to providing my passion or dream of really understanding the nature of mind through meditation and through spirituality and through healing. But when I was being having a conversation with my supervisor, I was really observing and be in the very present and really watch and be aware and observe my emotions and my thoughts. I was in a very complete peace. The mind's there, the analytical is there, questions, not so much, there is no concern. It just recognizes things as is to be able to say, wow, I'm looking back that the work that being integrating, being able to share with others how to break these patterns and to be able to validate after so many years that I actually being relive and re-experience the situations of being laid off, being providing informations from my supervisor while I'm listening, knowing, understanding what's been taking place. But more importantly, I was really, really being aware of my subconscious mind. And there is really no fear, no self-negative chat. And my emotions, my heart space is completely in peace. So what I really want to share with everyone here is that it is okay that we go and seek answer. I do the same thing in the past, and this is how we learn. This is how we understand, conceptualize, and we do want to enhance, learn quicker, understand faster. But more importantly, coming back to what this podcast is about is really, does it really work? Can what I provide for people to teach you the meditations, how powerful it is for you to experience and continuations of practice meditation yourself along with my guidance, you can actually break free from your stress, from your negative self-talk. And I'm really referring to the program and conditions that you were upbringing. And there is nothing wrong There's nothing to be fixed. All there is to be heard, to be expressed. And that's what this podcast is about, your expression of self. But if your expression of self is also your ability and your gift to choose your reality, the things that you want to live in this, maybe you want a happier life, a joyful life, abundance, wealth. But while you are going to put yourself in learning and applying everything you want in life, but the reality does not play out the way you want it, because there is a self-conscious mind, the self-chatter, the inner, which is fear, that really holds us back and is also creating energetically into our reality. And to break from that is to recognize, first of all, there's nothing wrong with you. There may be the programming that we can look at deeply in meditations to be able to observe and maybe applying different techniques and experience it and begin to watch how you're able to revisit every day throughout the practice, through month, through years, that you're able to completely silence that inner self-talk, the negative self-talk, to be able to say, wow, I can hear, first time waking up in the morning, there's not a lot of stress, there's not a lot of fear. I can be completely in peace and be able to watch my subconscious to play the script that I wanted to play. And this is what I experienced. And I'm sharing with you here is to say, your mind is very powerful. If you truly believe in you, not believing in me, for you to believe in yourself, that you can change your entire script of reality. You can apply many different methods, but ultimately how you integrate, how you choose to practice is what you also choose to believe in you, coming back to self-love. And you begin to live a complete new reality along with everything else. And abundance and joy will show up, now becomes your new reality. Thank you for listening. Hope you like this. If you do really want to dive deep into meditations, reach out to me. And I have this amazing meditation program to really, even for beginners to advance, to give you the experience, the ability to experience your own mind, your own thoughts, your own patterns, whether you choose to break and change it, that's up to you. But with the practice, allow you to be able to observe. And what really are you observing? Are you really observing your conscious thoughts or thinking? Or is it really your conditioning of thoughts or accumulations of thoughts? It doesn't matter what I say, what word resonates. But I will tell you, it's very powerful to be able to experience, to completely break free. And that's what I always talk about, liberation. Freedom of liberations meaning so many things for other. When I say I'm free because I have this tool and ability to always come back to the space for me to reprogram, to stop those negative self chatter, to stop those fear, and more living in a very peaceful state, joy and abundance. I'm Choi Ying, and thank you for listening.